It really shouldn't change anything. I mean, we're not going to create two or three playbooks during the year. We're going to do what we do best. You know, obviously, focus on some specifics without going into those, but we shouldn't change anything we do. Obviously, all our operation will be the same.
What did you think of his performance?
I think he did a really good job managing, you know, the game. It's not that Brock did poorly at that either. I mean, they both got us in the right run, you know, for sure. And then he made the right reads that we asked him to in the progressions and settled the group.
What input did you have on the change in the third quarter from Brock to Peyton?
We as a group, I mean, you know, we made the decision. I'm not going to go into exactly what happened, but, you know, it wasn't, you know, Gary asked and at certain times and, you know, we all kind of came to a conclusion. Everything we do is as a group. I mean, we're all in it to try and win. So,
Rick, what are your thoughts on Demaryius Thomas' season? Of course, he's had his ups and downs, but he ended up breaking some franchise records.
Yeah, I mean, he obviously a tremendous talent and really has done, you know, he works hard, run and pass. That's the thing. And most of the really good players that you have, you know, go through your list of Andre and, you know, those guys that we played and Rod Smith that played here before, they work. You know, I don't say much and they work, and that's he's right in that line, and he's done a great job you know, by doing that, leading by the example of how he works day in, day out and making plays. So obviously the second play of the game he was tremendous. So.
Your rushing attack got 200 yards. Do you like where your ground game is right now?
Yeah, I mean, it took us a while to get to the right, you know, personnels and find the right gaps. We had to draw a couple up in the dirt during the game, but, you know, you got to do that. That's the good thing about teaching concepts. You know, it's not so much a formation or what. It's a concept, and everybody, as long as everybody's buying on and doing the right techniques, we're able to find a couple creases, you know, worked out, and hopefully we can continue on that and build from that.
How much of the running game success is because Ronnie and CJ have learned how to read when those creases form and attack them very quickly?
I really think that it's a little bit of everything. You know, obviously that's a big part of it, and understanding, you know, finding that soft spot, but also the guys up front using the right technique, getting on the guys, you know, and using their momentum. That's what we're trying to do. And, you know, they can't make a tackle if they get a 300-pounder on them, so that's what we try to convince them. Stay on your guy, and they can't tackle our guy. So
CJ's bouncing off tackles like we saw last year. Is that due to health or a comfort scheme? What do you attribute it to?
I don't know, but he sure ran hard. He ran over a couple guys and did a great job. So I don't know. I know he's healthy. Early on he had some nicks and some aches early on, but now he's running the ball very well, and obviously Ronnie did a great job and very deserving of his award for the week.
How do you think Columbus played when he went in?
You know what? I think, you know, Tyler, with his vast experience, obviously I had him years before. His experience in the system helps him. And he did a good job, kept on his guy. And, you know, we asked, you know, we got in that period in the second half where we were running quite a bit, and he did a good job with that. But, you know, Michael sure had some, you know, some moments here or there, but he did a good job in a run game also. So, you know, we'll work with whoever we just get. You know, it's going to take a lot of guys out there. We're going to take 11 at a time. We'll make sure we get 11 out there. So,
Speaker, was it game for Michael? Confidence, technique?
A little bit of both, I think. But he still has shown some improvement. You know, he did some good stuff. Like I said, in the run game, he did a good job. And there's a couple pass pros. He was in fine shape. You know, his hands are in good spot. Then he drifts and something happens. Maybe he's seeing ghosts or something. Would get him settled and then keep working with him because he has a lot of talent. So.
You don't think? I mean, he's to the point where it's affecting how he's playing.
No. Because you see him miss every, you know, and then he'll come back and do it right. And so, you know, we'll just keep working, you know. We got a good group. They will all work hard. I think our effort, if you sat down and looked at the film, our effort was tremendous throughout. So.
Where would you put Paris, the only guy on the team who's played every snap?
did you see him sort of progressing to this level? Because all the other guys talk about how they're a little bit not surprised, but they like how he's sort of taking charge.
No, I'm not that surprised. His mannerisms and the way he goes about the game is not unlike some guys that have been successful in this building and in this scheme. You know, he's quiet, quiet leader, has strong hands, and then coordinates people up front. So not really that surprised and excited how much more he can get better. So,
you think he'll be there a long time?
We're hoping. You know, I don't have a crystal ball now, doggone it. Don't get me in that crystal ball thing. We're hoping that he'll keep progressing along with the rest of them. You know, we got some good young players, you know, and we just keep development and make sure we're all here for a while.
You see a little nail in
him? He's got some traits. But, Tommy was an exceptional football player, you know, having coached him and he's got a long way to go to step into those shoes, but he has some of those traits.
How did you settle on the distribution of playing time between the guards, where it looked like last week Max played 100% moving between Evan and Lewis, or then split sort of? How did that come about?
It's not really an exact science, but as we've kind of stated throughout the year, we're trying to make sure that there's a good balance, so that we keep fresh guys inside. You know, I think it's really been important, especially with the three techniques and the guys that are playing inside on defense. You know, we're playing some good defense. We just keep throwing new guys at them, you know, fresher guys. So just trying to keep the rotation, however that science works out.
Okay. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.